This morning, more than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente employees are preparing to strike over what they say are unfair labor practices. It's expected to be the largest healthcare worker strike in U.S. history. Workers demanding higher pay and more resources.
Healthcare workers should be able to focus on taking care of patients when they're at work. They shouldn't have to worry about where they're going to sleep at night.
The Coalition of Kaiser Permanente Unions says the pandemic deteriorated working conditions and exacerbated a staffing crisis. The unions blame unsafe staffing levels for long wait times, patient neglect, and even missed diagnoses.
Somewhere right now, someone's loved one is in a Kaiser hospital, and they're pushing a call button for help. And they are not receiving help in a timely fashion because we do not have the staff to respond. And that has dire consequences.
Employees are expected to walk off the job for 3 days in California, Colorado, Maryland, Oregon, Virginia, Washington, and Washington, D.C.
Everybody from the admitting clerk to the last person you'll see as you get ready to go under surgery are our members.
Kaiser Permanente telling ABC News a strike is not inevitable and it is certainly not justified. Kaiser says despite an acute shortage of healthcare workers nationwide, it's hired more than 50,000 frontline workers in the last 2 years, adding, we expect to reach the 10,000 new hire goal by the end of October, if not sooner, and we won't stop there.